Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Kathy Dixon.
Hi there, I'm Katrina Blankenship, your host of Community Radio. Along with many special guests, we look into the strengths and weaknesses of local communities. Did you know that the strength of a community comes from the strength of its people? This radio broadcast is a grassroots project to build communities one person at a time. This Katrina has been through a hurricane myself. Through my journey, I continually meet people who are just like me, and I want to share our lives and our experiences with you. We're all learning on this journey, and why not learn from one another and help encourage and build one another to build a strong community? Listen right here every Thursday evening at 8 p.m. on Katrina.com. You'll be inspired. If you'd like to give us a call during the show, our number is 1-877-598-8549. That's 877-598-8549. Join in with us through Facebook or through our online chat here. Now, it's time for Community Radio.
You've reached the voicemail box for Kathy Dixon. Please leave.
Welcome to Community Radio, ladies and gentlemen. We are live and on the air tonight. Tonight is March the 19th, and we are very happy to be broadcasting from Central Virginia here again tonight. It's kind of a drizzly evening here. I tell you, it's been really pretty this week. Everybody has been very quick to pull out the flip-flops the past few days. You know, I tell you, we're getting spring fever, but it's got a little cold snap the past day or so, and I think for sure we might have a little bit more cold weather before the warm weather reappears. But we are very grateful to have beautiful days, beautiful blue skies for the past few days, and I think a lot of people are ready for spring now. It's been a very hard month, I think, for a lot of people dealing with snow and ice and just a lot of things going on. And it's really good to see the spring, the buds coming out on the trees. This weekend is the Maple Festival up in Highland County, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later tonight. So if you've never been to the Maple Festival, you don't know what you're missing. So I want to share so much with you tonight. We're going to talk about the Virginia Horse Festival that's at Meadow Event Park in Richmond. We're going to talk about that. We've got a special guest on that's going to share that information with us. And then we have a special guest on from the northern part of Virginia who's going to talk about the Civil War and how the Civil War comes back to Virginia in the next couple of weeks, talking about the 150th anniversary of Lee's surrender in Appomattox. Plus, we've got a lot of different things we're going to share with you, community events and things that are going on here in Virginia and all through the country. So stay tuned with us. I'm going to try to get our guest on the line. So if you can hold on just a second, let me see if I've got Kathy on with me. Kathy, are you there?
I'm here, Katrina.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I thought I lost you there for a second. I was going to have to call you back. Tonight we have Ms. Kathy Dixon with the Virginia Farm Bureau on with us tonight. We really appreciate you being on, and I know y'all have a lot going on preparing for the festival next weekend. So the line's open for you to share anything you want. Tell everybody a little bit about who you are and how what you do with the Farm Bureau and how that plays such a huge role in what's going on with the Horse Festival.
Sure. I appreciate you having us on tonight. I work in the communications department at Farm Bureau and do a lot of media relations for Virginia Farm Bureau. And back in 2012, we were able to purchase a 50% share of the Meadow Event Park where the State Fair is held. And then the following year, we ended up becoming the sole owners of the property. And, of course, it has a very historic significance because Secretariat was born at the Meadow and was actually trained there as well. And we wanted to capitalize on that history and really expand on the equine events there. And so when the opportunity came up to purchase what was called the Equine Extravaganza, we decided that that would be a good fit, and we would start having it at the Meadow Event Park. So in 2013, we had the first one there, and it was kind of struggling, and we decided that maybe we needed to take a step back and relook at the festival, and we decided to rebrand it and rename it the Virginia Horse Festival and hold the first one in March of 2015. So we're getting ready to have our first inaugural event, and it's going to be an annual event after that.
Now, tell us, let's start at the beginning with where people, as they're listening to you tonight, can find you on the web. The web address is virginiahorsefestival.com. Is it all spelled out, Virginia?
It is. It's spelled out, virginiahorsefestival.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And on there we have a list of all of our clinicians, our people who are giving demos. We have seminar leaders. We've got all of the special events that are a part of the festival. And the entire schedule is up there. The ticket information's there. There's directions on how to get there. There's information about hotel accommodations. We have a couple of partners that are in the area within 10 miles of the Meadow Event Park. And they are holding, you know, sets of rooms available for people to come and stay. So I think everything people would want to find out about the festival, they can find out by going right to the website.
Tell me a little bit about what's going to happen at the festival. What's the plan and the schedule of events?
Okay. Well, it starts on Friday at 1 o'clock. That's March 27th is the first day. And throughout the 3 days, there are always some sort of clinics or seminars or demonstrations going on at different locations. Some are outside, some are inside, and you can kind of pick and choose what you want to go listen to. If you're an experienced horse person, there are some clinics that you can sign up for to participate in where you can actually ride the horse and try out some of the techniques that they're teaching. The others are just simply, you know, you're an audience. And you watch and listen and kind of learn. And we are having a new horse owner seminar series, which is something new. It's if somebody is thinking about buying a horse, but they feel like they don't really, you know what they're doing, they can come out to the festival and participate in these seminars. And if they complete 3 of the 5, then they get a certificate from Virginia Cooperative Extension stating that they've completed this course, and they also get a membership to the Virginia Horse Council. So we think that's a really exciting thing. In addition to all of those seminars, clinics, and demos, we have special events throughout the weekend. And on Friday, the first one that we have is the Parade of Breeds. And that's being held on Friday night, and that's for different groups like the Thoroughbred Association, the Arabians. Different breeds of horses bring in a couple of horses, and they'll come out in the show ring, and they talk about this breed of horse and what they're known for, and they might give a little demo to show, you know, how they can go over jumps or what makes them unique. And that's included in the price of admission. We also have an extreme Mustang makeover, and this is a national thing. This, is, I believe, is the first time it's been in Virginia. The American Foundation and take home with them. They have a certain amount of time to tame them and train them, and then bring them to the festival and show what they've done with these horses. And then on Saturday, they narrow it down to the top 10, and the finals will be held on Saturday night. So that's another special event that we have. Another one that we're having is the 4-H EcoSmarts, which is a statewide competition, and it's this is the first time it's been held in conjunction with a horse festival, per se. And these are kids who are in 4-H, and they learn about horses, how to take care of them. They compete in a quiz bowl kind of thing, and that's going on Friday and Saturday. And then on Saturday and Sunday, we also have canine agility trials, and that's where dogs, you know, jump over obstacles and catch frisbees, and it's It's basically just to kind of show off what they can do, and people can just watch it for entertainment value.
Mm-hmm.
And then the biggest thing probably that we're having is a birthday celebration for Secretariat, who, of course, is the famous racehorse who was born on the property. He was born on March 30th, 1970, and so we're celebrating his birthday in conjunction with the Horse Festival. So throughout the weekend, there are going to be members of Secretariat's team, his trainer, mm-hmm. Charlie Davis, Kate Chenery Tweedy, who is the daughter of Penny Chenery, who owns Secretariat, and then Bill Knack, who is a biographer. He wrote a book about Secretariat and was consulted when Disney did the movie several years back. They're mm-hmm. going to be there all weekend, and they're going to be participating in narrated tram tours of the property. If people want to pay a little extra, they can ride on a tram, and they get to see where Secretariat was born and the stall that he stayed in, and, you know, they learn a lot of history about Secretariat. They'll also be in the exhibit hall signing autographs, and there'll be a lot of different memorabilia stuff that people can purchase, and they could have them autograph it, and they get the chance to talk to him. And then on Sunday, we're having a meadow descendants gathering. So horses that are descendants of Secretariat, or maybe other horses who were raised at the meadow, people will bring them there and kind of parade them out into the show ring, and it's kind of like a family reunion of horses. So that's another
thing. How cool
thing that's
is
going
that?
On. It's pretty exciting.
And sure, how many have you got signed up so far, do you know?
We have over a dozen, and usually it's kind of at the last minute people say, oh, I forgot, you know, I want to bring them. So mm-hmm. we're expecting probably 25. We did it one other time, and we had a really good turnout. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, now the park, let's talk about the location itself. Because Meadow Event
sure.
Park, where the Virginia State Fair is held, it's not on that side of the road, but it's on the side where the stables are. Is that correct? This whole
actually,
event?
The property is kind of, it's split by the road. So part of it's mm-hmm. on one side and part of it's on the other. It's
right.
330 acres total. So it's mm-hmm. really beautiful countryside. You know, it's a little bit off the beaten path, but it's really just off the highway. It's right off of Interstate 95 at exit 98, where King's Dominion is also located.
Right.
So you go past King's Dominion and...
And it's just right there. Just as soon as you pass King's Dominion, it's not even about a mile from King's Dominion.
That's correct.
Now, when people come, what do they need to bring? And are you having any competitions or shows to where people can bring their horses? Or is this a festival that, you know, more it's for show, that other people have already been planned and already been secured, and a schedule of certain events and clinics and things that you're going to have?
Right. I think it's mostly already planned. If people mm-hmm. have horses, if you're a horse owner and you want to get involved, I would go to the website and
mm-hmm.
look at the clinics where you can sign up to participate. And those
right.
would be the things that you would participate in where you might actually bring your horse.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's more of a spectator event. You know,
right.
they have
right.
people already there with their horses. Everything's kind of already set up and
mm-hmm.
it's just a family-friendly event, and we also have shopping and food, and it's just a beautiful property. So if we get this nice spring weather that you're talking about, we might get, it would be a good weekend just to kind of get out of the house and go to the country and see some beautiful horses.
And the tickets now for adults are $15 at the gate. They don't have to purchase them ahead of time, and that is per day. Or they can put, I guess they can online purchase them already for $10 or $15 at the gate. Is that correct?
That's right. Right now we're having online discounted tickets through
mm-hmm.
midnight on March 26th. So if you
okay.
go to the website and you want to save $5 for an adult, you know, buy your ticket now.
Mm-hmm.
If you wait until the festival starts, it's going to go up to $15. And then
okay.
children's tickets are currently $8 online. They'll go up
mm-hmm.
to $10 at the ticket gate. And then we also have a 3-day festival pass. So if you think you might want to be there more than one day, You can get it online for $20, and then it'll go up $25 after midnight on the 26th.
Okay. Now, tell us a little bit about the policies of the festival. I know that you don't want people bringing their dogs and other pets and things like that. So give us a little bit of insight on the festival policies.
Sure. I think it's, you know, pretty standard for most events, but no pets unless you need, you know, you have a dog that assists you because you have a handicap, then obviously service dogs are allowed. But otherwise, keep your pets at home. We don't want you to bring any outside food or drink because there will be both of those available. No weapons. You can bring strollers and wheelchairs and things like that. But basically, you know, I think you just want to travel pretty light and be prepared for whatever the weather is. But like I said, some things are outside and some are inside. So even if it rains, there's still plenty of things to see and do without getting soaked.
Now, before I let you go, the Farm Bureau has done an incredible job trying to grab this property and give people all over the state of Virginia and all over the East Coast a place that they can hold events and things like that. Can you just give us a little bit of insight on some of the other things that are coming up this year that people can kind of be on the lookout for, and where would they find all the information for the events that are coming up this year on y'all's website?
I sure can, Katrina. You know, I think Farm Bureau just saw the opportunity to take this beautiful historic property and kind of preserve it and be able to focus on events that were related to agriculture or another industry that's important to Virginia. And I feel like we've done that with the State Fair, and, of course, the Horse Festival now is also showcasing that. But the property is so beautiful that we also rent it out to people who might want to have a wedding or a wedding reception or maybe a big corporate meeting. And we've had, the Tough Mudder is going to be out there this summer. We have Country Fest, which is a one-day country music festival. That's on June 20th. And we have Charlie Daniels and then the Swan Brothers that were one of the winners on The Voice. They're both going to be there. And then, of course, we have the State Fair coming up at the end of September. And then we started a new event this past Christmas season called Illuminate, and it's a drive-through light show, and they're animated with the music, and you drive your car through, and then there was a Santa's Village at the end, and that will start before Thanksgiving and run through the 2nd of January. So in between all that, there have been other things like Pokemon championships, and we have other horse events. This weekend, there's the Cowboy Mounted Shooting Competition on Saturday and Sunday. And so it's just a really wide variety of events, and it's, you know, it's open. People can rent it. If they have a big event that they want to have, they can do it out there on this beautiful property in Caroline County.
I had no idea that people could rent out the property and have weddings and events and things like that. That's really cool.
Yeah, especially people who are really, you know, horse people, and they have a tie to that. They've come out there because that's where Secretariat was born, and they want to have their wedding there, and they've had some really beautiful ones. So if people want to find out, you can go to, it's called meadoweventpark.com, www.meadoweventpark.com, and that has a calendar, and it'll show you what's coming up. It talks about facility rentals, so if you wanted to, you know, find out what you could rent and how much it would cost, there's information there, and that's pretty much everything that people would want to know about it, I believe.
That's great. I didn't have any idea that y'all had all those things. We've been to the fair, and we've been to several events out there when you had it in the big convention center, the show, you know, the Christmas show and things like that. And they're just, that's a wonderful facility. I mean, it's easy parking. It's easy to get to. It's great bathrooms. Everything's clean. Everything's, you know, it's just, it's so convenient. So it's a shame, though, you're so far away from all of us who've been used to having the fair, you know, over here on this side of the river, or this side of Richmond, you know, it's such a beautiful facility, and you need room to spread out. I know that it was very hard for the fair to be able to hold the State Fair at the racetrack for all those years, you know, and try to get it all in that. And now y'all can you really have plenty of room to spread out. I know we really enjoyed the fair this past fall. It was just so well put together. And actually, it was the first time that we had attended the fair since it had moved over to Meadow Event Park. So, I think the more y'all get your word out there, the more, you know, people know that how easy it is to get to and what a beautiful
right.
facility it is. So, well, I hope everything goes great for the Horse Festival this weekend or next weekend. It's Friday through Sunday, and we look forward to getting in touch with you now after it's over with and seeing some pictures and things like that. I guess y'all will have like a gallery on the website where you can put some of event pictures and things like that so people will know what happened and get you going for next year already.
Yeah, definitely. Well, hope you can make it out. It'll be a lot of fun.
We will try, and we appreciate you being on the show tonight, and we will stay in touch with you. We'll give the website out and let people know how that they can find out more information, too.
Okay, I really appreciate it, Katrina. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Kathy, and we'll stay in touch. Have a good evening.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
For those of you who've been listening to the show tonight, the Virginia Horse Festival is next weekend, which is Friday, March the 27th, through Sunday, March the 29th. And you can visit the website, which is www.virginia horsefestival.com. There's lots of information about the festival. If you don't know anything about Meadow Event Park, it is incredible. And it was the birthplace of Secretariat, the famous racehorse that just, you know, will melt your heart. If you've ever seen the movie, read the book, you'll just love the movie. But there's going to be Descendants of Secretariat that will be there this weekend. I know Channel 6 in Richmond, WTVR, actually did a broadcast with them, I think, yesterday, and talked about the folks that were going to be there and what's the plan for the Horse Festival. So they're really looking forward to it. Please pass the information along. Go to the website. Pass the website along to all your friends and neighbors and let them know what is going on. You can see what the events are, all the clinics, if you want to learn more about how to train your horse, how to take care of it better. Even if you don't have any horses and you want horses and you have no idea what you're doing, go to VirginiaHorseFestival.com, look at more information about it, and hopefully you can attend. Meadow Event Park is right outside of King's Dominion, maybe a mile away from King's Dominion, right off of 95. It's very easy to get to. Great hotels close by, restaurants close by, not very far from King's Dominion. Plus, of course, there's Ashland is not far away, so there's a lot of places there to stay and eat. So it's a great place to go. So wherever you're listening to us from, get in your car and plan on coming on over to Virginia, to the Virginia Horse Festival next weekend. We're going to talk about the Civil War. And we're going to bring on a special guest, Manny Vega, who is a very well-known historian. When it comes to the Civil War, I'm going to tell you, if you love the Civil War and you want to know a little bit about the history, and you want to know a little bit about the way that the war played out, what the generals had to go through, what these soldiers had to go through, he can definitely give you some insight. We're going to have him on the show with us in just a couple of minutes. And I want to talk to you about an event that's coming up this weekend or next weekend. I want to just share this with you while we're getting him. Let's see if we can get him on the line with us now. I think he's about ready to get on the line. So hold on just a second to get him on the line. But let me share with you a little bit. So if you've got a pencil and piece of paper, you want to jot these dates down. The Civil War is coming here in central Virginia out to Farmville. If you want to write these dates down, on Saturday, March the 28th, they will have a reenactment and battle of Sailor's Creek Park. They'll have tactical demonstrations from 3 p.m. to dusk at the Living History Village in Riverside Park. They'll have all kinds of people there in period clothing, lots of great information for your whole family. On Sunday, March the 29th, at the Living History Village, they'll have an event there. They're having a Palm Sunday service. Generals Grant and Lee will be there. I'm trying to read. They have all kinds of history tours, cannon demonstrations at the Farmville Highbridge State Park. They've got an event going on there. General Smith tour, Earth and Fort tour, the skirmish at Highbridge. So they'll have a lot of reenactors there. That's on Sunday, March the 29th. And then from Saturday, March the 28th, all the way through the following Saturday, April the 4th, at Twin Lakes State Park, they'll have the Virginia Historical Societies will have an exhibit there. And then it's actually called An American Turning Point, the Civil War in Virginia from 1861 to 1865. And the group of people that are putting this event on is the Heart of Your Adventure. If you want more information, you can go to the website, which is www.theheartofyouradventure.com. Theheartofyouradventure.com. Phone number to call is 434-392-8465. That's 434-392-8465. If you want more information, we are very happy to also, while we're waiting to get our guest online, we're also very happy to share with you some information about Appomattox. Appomattox is going to be able, they actually had an event scheduled, if you missed it, which was last Saturday, March the 14th, but they will have more information. They will have more events planned at the Historical Society and at the museum. From Friday, April the 10th, the camps are open to the public. They'll have authors and artists there, living history demonstrations. They'll have at 4 o'clock the Battle of Appomattox, and then they're going to have an outdoor movie showing. And then on Saturday, April the 11th, they'll have General Grant meets with staff officers, which is a reenactment. Then they're going to have a fashion show by the United Daughters of the Confederacy. They'll have then the last council with General Lee. Then they'll have a reenactment of the Battle of Appomattox Courthouse. Then they will have, of course, reenactors, Generals Lee and Grant. You'll be able to see the Union and Confederate generals, meet them, talk to them. Lots of things going on, a period dance at 8 o'clock in the evening with cannon night fire. And there's so much going on the week of April, the 6th, that whole week. But Friday is kind of when it's going to get kicked off. Friday, April the 10th, Saturday, April the 11th, Sunday, April the 12th. So there's a lot of information about the way it was as a civilian during the Civil War, what it was like to have to deal with casualties and those that were injured. From the medical standpoint, you'll have people who are reenactors, and you'll get to see what the life was like to be a soldier, whether it's on the Confederate side or the Union side, the cavalry. It's just so much information. And the best way to get all the information about what's going on is the AppomattoxHistoricalSociety.org. They have a full schedule of events. You can go to the website and see all the information there. We're going to take a real short break, and I'm try to get my guest on the line, and when I do, we'll talk to him in just a minute, but we're going to take a real short break. We'll be right back.
The hound dog by the door keeps sleeping. Don't miss there when you walk in. And behind the counter stands Big Jim. He's 5 feet tall and a little change, telling stories with a grin on his face. It smells like country ham and cheese, like tobacco and kerosene. By the door, it's a dying breed, the old country store. Mm-hmm.
the old country store. If you're ever around these parts, stop in. Cause if you do, you're gonna wanna come back again. There's a radio station playing country, and on Saturday nights they listen to the Opry. Tapping to the fiddles on the hardwood floor. It's a dying breed, the old country store. Man, I love the old country store.
Y'all come back now, yeah?
Pardon does a great job with that song, Color Me America. You know, we definitely have so much to stand for in our country these days and our communities. It seems like each community is really facing a lot of trauma, a lot of turmoil. It's budget season. Our county supervisors have so much to deal with and so much red tape to go through, I guess, when they have so many things to read about and so much to learn. To be able to figure out what the economy is going to do, what taxes are going to do to citizens. We have a problem here in our local community. Our taxes are getting ready to go up if something don't happen. If a miracle doesn't happen, then, and some of the and some of the spending doesn't get cut. And I think that that's what's going on in communities all over. You know, as soon as we get a little bit of money or we get a little bit ahead, even though we're so far in debt, the first thing our county administrators and some of our supervisors want to do is start raising taxes and start using the money that we should be paying out or some of our debts and going out and buying more things. And I tell you, in our local community, I don't know if you have it in yours, but, you know, we have the fire departments who want, you know, not only do, and we have no problem with the building itself and the fire equipment that they need and the turnout gear that they need to be able to go out there and fight those fires, or the fire trucks that they need, or the rescue squads and the equipment and the uniforms and the trucks and the things like that. But when we start asking for exercise equipment and surround sound televisions and things like that, and add additions to these fire departments, or in our parks and recreation, they want to add more fields, add more this, add more concession, add more buildings, when our counties are so far in debt right now. And, you know, it just amazes me where some of these people come up with some of these ideas. But, you know, we've noticed here in our local community that, see, they start playing the game with the people months ahead. You know, they plan this vision. In our community, it was called Vision 2030. So they went around to all these different nonprofit groups and the chamber and all these organizations, and they present this Vision 2030 of what we see our community doing for the next 15 years. And then they get the Board of Supervisors, you know, they slip these things in, these resolutions that they pass, they slip these things in for the boards to pass, and then, you know what happens? They get blindsided. They have no idea that then the county administrator is going to come in with a capital improvement plan of millions and millions of dollars. And they might say, yeah, that's where we might be if there's money available here in our local community. We're talking about, you know, the possibility of raising our taxes 11 cents just to fund some of this frivolous stuff. It's really ridiculous. Next week, we'll have a guest on, and we're going to explain our local community. If you're listening to us from Powhatan or Chesterfield or Cumberland or Goochland or Amelia, we're going to have a guest on who's going to help us to talk about what these capital improvement plans are, what these communities are doing, what the citizens are going to have to face, because you need to get involved in your local community. If you don't want to continue to have all these tax hikes, you need to know what's going on in your own community, and you need to get involved right away. And it's going to really make a big difference, too, come November when the elections roll around. This is going to be a huge election for communities and for our state and our senators and our delegates. Pay attention, people. We've got a lot going on. I cannot get my guest on the phone tonight, so we're going to skip this segment about the Civil War. We are going to talk a little bit more. We have a couple guests who's going to be on with us from Appomattox and talk about 150 years ago on April the 7th when Lee surrendered in Appomattox, Virginia. We're going to share some more information for you. We've got a little bit of time. So if you want to plan a trip out to Appomattox, Virginia, you definitely should go ahead and start getting your reservations. They're expecting next weekend at Sailor's Creek, they're expecting possibly 100,000 people out there in that area. That's a beautiful park. If you've never been there, it is beautiful. You either take 460 to 307, or you can take 360 to 307 and go out that way to Sailor's Creek. It's an immaculate park. I'll tell you one thing. When you go out there and you walk those hills and you see the things that those soldiers may have had to face when they were out there in battle, I'm going to tell you, it'll give you chills up and down your spine just to go out there and view that facility. So definitely make those plans. If you want more information about The Last Stand, which will be in Farmville, Virginia, and like I said, at Sailor's Creek and also at Twin Lakes State Park and at Higher Bridge State Park, go to theheartofyouradventure.com and read more about it. that's going to conclude tonight's show. Don't forget to go to virginiahorsefestival.com for more information about the festival coming up at Meadow Event Park next week. And we appreciate you listening to us and appreciate your continued support. I'm Katrina Blankenship, your host of Community Radio. Give us a call anytime during the week at 804-598-9301. And if you'd like to send us an email, it's Katrina, K-A-T-R-I-N-A, at Katrina.com. Thanks a million so much for listening and for all of your support. May God bless you and your family, and have a great weekend.
There ain't no doubt.